Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Broadcasting from the WEEI studios. Powered by Verizon. 93.7 WEEI-FM and HD1. Lawrence, Boston. An Odyssey Sports Station. Patriots Monday on WEEI is brought to you by McFarlane Energy, Shaw's and Star Market, Town Fair Tire, Drains by James, Windward Mental Health, and your New England Chevy dealers. This is WEEI Afternoons
with Andy Hart, Nick Fitzy-Stevens,
and three-time Super Bowl champion Ted Johnson on WEEI.
Just after 5 o'clock on a Patriots Monday here on WEEI Afternoons. Before we get into the drive, I got to ask my guy Dan Ball. Got a text asking questions about eggnog. So, Dan Ball, did we break the seal on the eggnog?
I can't speak for the rest of the show, but I did yesterday.
Oh.
It was kind of late Saturday. I stopped by CVS. I needed to get a couple things, get milk and stuff like that. And as I went by the cooler, it was stocked with the Hood, no free ads, but Hood Premium Golden Eggnog. Like, it's right there. It's literally gold. It's beckoning to me.
Yeah.
So I bought it. I cracked it open. I have broken the seal.
Wait, did you mix booze in it or?
No.
No. Okay.
No, not yet.
Okay.
What's wrong with you?
I didn't have
the tone of Stiz. Wait, you just drank it out of the carton?
Eggnog's delicious.
It is tremendous.
I needed to ask you your recommendation. We could do this off air, but the whiskey that you mix into it, hypothetically speaking,
I can give you some recommendations.
Okay.
On air or whatever, I do, because people ask a lot, probably talk about it a little too often. I do enjoy the maple bird dog is a good one.
Okay.
There's also an old smoky salted caramel that goes very well with it. And I bought a new fancy one that I'm not sure of that cost me double the money that claims it is made with pure, true Vermont maple syrup.
Okay, so let's go with the ones in the producer's tax bracket, if you don't mind.
So just go Captain Morgan. Oh, that's what I did. So
No, you go Admiral Nelson.
Oh, no, that's really hoofing it. But yeah, I got some spiced rum last night for my eggnog, Captain Mo.
You started, huh?
Oh, so you broke your seal too.
Last night I broke the seal.
Oh, good. So Stan, after you got in shape for the wedding, with the fancy suit and everything, now you're just chugging egg yolk and sugar for dinner.
Great. He went to the gym this morning. Don't worry about it. He'll be fine. All right.
Don't buy it.
Stiz, it's 5:04:21. It's time for the drive.
This is the drive.
Swings and drives one. High and deep.
The top stories, stats, and quotes from around the sports world for your ride home. WEEI Afternoons.
It is a Patriots Monday here on WEEI Afternoons, and obviously the man at the center of it all is Drake May. You're still MVP candidate, even if he may have fallen back a little bit after Matthew Stafford's performance last night and his own pick six performance in Cincinnati, but the Patriots got the win over the Bengals. So Drake May was talking to us about the Bengals, about Cam Newton, about ESPN, about Thanksgiving, his nicknames. It's all in here. Let's hear from the quarterback, Drake May. It is a Patriots Monday, and as we do each and every Monday, we talk to the quarterback of the New England Patriots, and Drake May is joining us right now on the guest line. Drake May on a Patriots Monday on WEEI is brought to you by Northeast Men's Health, the experts in treating men's sexual health with six New England offices, or at northeastmenshealth.com, by Windward Mental Health. Start your healing journey now at windwardmentalhealth.com, and by John Sewer and Drain Cleaning, the name to know when your drains don't flow. Drake May, how are we doing today?
What's going on?
We are good, I think. Is it safe for me to stay? Let's start with the injuries. I think we all felt a little bit of a dark cloud yesterday when Jared left the game and then Will was carted off. Is it safe to say you're feeling a little bit better about the health of your teammates today? It seemed that was the tone that Mike Vrabel took with the media earlier today.
Yeah, you know, I think those guys are, you're going to work hard to get back. And, you know, their injury issues are there to talk about, so. I know they've done a great job for this year and looking forward whenever they come back, looking forward to having them back.
Drake, obviously yesterday when we were doing the post-game show, we and many other Patriots fans were a little worried and it was a nail-biter of a game, but I just want to take a moment to step back and appreciate the positive as well. I mean, you guys have 10 wins. You're the number one seed in the conference right now. 9 wins in a row, and you guys are undefeated on the road. How does it feel to just be where you guys are at? And is there any way you guys thought you'd possibly be this far along, be here this soon?
Yeah, I think it's a good opportunity for us to, you know, still try to work, continue to get better. I think, you know, the spot we're in right now for, you know, at this point in the season is something that, you know, you work towards. That's what you play in this league for, to have a chance to, you know, play in the playoffs and host the playoff game. So I think it's a great opportunity for us to, you know, get this one Monday night and then, you know, have a bye and come back and realize, you know, kind of what we're playing for. And it's really a, you know, first time for me and some of us in that locker room of playing for something like this. So, you know, I think we're excited and know how much work goes into it and knows how much, you know, it's important to keep improving throughout the season and, you know, just find ways to, you know, get wins. And we did that yesterday.
Does it say something about the bar that you guys have set as a team? You know, this is a team that only won 4 games each of the last 2 seasons. Now you get your 10th win of the season, you're leading the NFL in wins, and people are kind of nitpicking. Is that an example of the way that you guys have elevated the bar and the expectations this season?
I think that's kind of what the standard you want to set. I think you want to win games and feel good coming out of after a win, feeling like, hey, we played, you know, good football and feel like we didn't leave anything out there. I think, you know, speaking for myself, you know, I think there's numerous plays and throws and just, you know, times that yesterday, which just, I feel like I could have played better and helped the team and not put, you know, the team in bad situations. And I feel like there's guys on the team that feel like we left some out there. And I think that's what you want to, that's what you want. That's kind of the standard we're trying to build. We want to play clean football and, you know, not give, you know, put our defense at bad spots and, you know, not give them free 7 points, me throwing them one. So those are things that you want to, you know, work hard to eliminate. And I think it's something that it's good. It's easier to do after a win, but it's almost kind of tough when you still win, you play like that and still come out with a win. So there's different ways to look at it.
Yeah, let's go back to early in the game yesterday, Drake. First couple passes you threw seemed to have a little extra air on them. Was that just a case of getting adjusted to the conditions? Were you a little geeked up? Did they accidentally give you a kicking ball to throw? What was going on early in the game?
Yeah, just throws. I probably wish I would like to have back. You know, the one to Travion / Hoop. I had both of them open, and I didn't decide which one to throw it to, and threw it in the middle of them. And then the one to Hunter over the middle, I just threw it a little higher. I had some throws later on over some linebackers that were better, but yeah, just got to make better throws early on, and nothing really. I felt good throwing it, so just got to make better throws.
When you're in a situation like that and you are a little off or getting off to a slow start, how do you handle that? Do you do self-talk? Do you, I don't know, go throw on the sideline? Is there anything you do to dig out of it? Because you obviously dug out of it. You had a nice stretch right after that, so how do you dig out of that?
Yeah, I think the teammates around me do a great job. You use your teammates. You know, they're pumping me up, and just know what you practice for, what you work for, and trust and what I do for a living. And I think that's really the end on. Just get ready for the next one. I think just get ready for the next one and realize that, you know, things like that happen in this league. And I told those guys on the sideline, it won't happen again, me throwing one like that to them, and it didn't. So.
In a season of great deep passes where your deep ball, the passes 30 yards and longer, have been so excellent, Drake, I have to say that pass to Pop Douglas, I believe that was in the third quarter down the seam. I think that was probably the best throw I've seen you make all season. What did you see there, and how were you able to drop that pass to Pop in a sea of Cincinnati defenders?
Yeah, just third and long, trying to give him a chance to make a play, and saw linebackers running with him up the pipe and just try to give him a ball to make a play on. He made a great play, made a great catch, and it was third and long, so just trying to give us a chance to move the chains, and that was a big play for us, and proud of Pop for just, keep on, kind of making plays when his number's called, and he keeps on, showing up.
Patriots quarterback Drake May here on WEEI Afternoons on a Patriots Monday. We saw you attempt a tush push there on the goal line. How comfortable are you in that play? How much have you guys practiced that play? And what is sort of your execution point there? What's your mindset on that play?
Yeah, I got to get in there for my quarterback my size. I got to do my part of, getting a yard and, guys diving at their knees and linebackers ready to go. But, I got to get in with the yard. And, my brothers gave me a hard time after the game. I got to find a way to get in. So,
what do you think will be key for yourself and the offense overcoming some of the red zone and goal line struggles you had yesterday? I know there are a bunch of runs and then that got stuffed, and then you had the pass to Hunter in the corner, but then that gets called back for the OPI on Mac. What's going to be the key in practice going forward to overcoming that?
Yeah, I think it starts with just execution in practice. Execution and working hard and practicing hard, and practice execution is huge and something that Coach McDaniels is big on. So just practice and keep on trying to execute in practice and excel in practice, and from there just try to have that translate to the game. And I really think it's a mindset down in the red zone. It's a mindset to get a yard on the 1 yard line or find a way to punch it in.
Oh, Coach Vrabel talked about Will Campbell and Jared Wilson and some good information in his press conference, as I said, today. But it looks like you'll probably be playing without those guys this week. You'll have a new left tackle. Vidarian Lowe came in the game the other day. I was wondering, is there anything you can do as a quarterback to help out a guy that's sort of being thrown out there to the Wolves at such a tough spot as left tackle? What can you do to help him?
Yes, I just told Velo and Ben Brown, I told them both of them, all those reps we got last year, those are going to pay off and game reps. So they've been good in practice, and I've made me feel comfortable when they do get reps in practice, in the pocket. And that's the biggest thing I tell them, is that I trust you guys, and got full faith in them, and I think they've done a nice job, and they're going to continue to do a nice job.
Drake, considering that you guys have been through so much this year and the season has gone spectacularly at 10-2, a lot of the wins recently sort of, nothing comes easy in the NFL, but things have really gone your way for a while. And yesterday it seemed like you guys did face adversity multiple times. Do you think that a game like that, where it was in the balance until the end and you did have a lot of hurdles to overcome, do you think that's kind of something you guys may have needed to grow as a team? You discussed as much with Melanie Collins on field on CBS afterwards, but I'm curious how that's resonating today.
Yeah, I think we've continued to face adversity, and offense, defense, special teams have found ways to battle back when plays don't go our way, and Coach Vrabel's been huge on that, responding from plays that do go your way, responding from plays that don't go your way. Just get after the next play, and that's something that we've kind of taken to heart, and I think, I appreciate for how Coach Vrabel has kind of instilled that into our brains, into our mindset, and that's like I said, that's this league of battling back, and it's been good for us to kind of be battle tested and not having kind of our way through some of these games and having to make plays at the end of the games, because that's what it's going to be like down the road.
You mentioned other players helping you lift your spirits or bounce back from a slow start. How do you do that as a leader? Are you good at that, or do you feel like that's something you're kind of growing into as a leader, helping Vrabel kind of sell that message?
Yeah, I just try to, with just different position groups, offensive line, I said, hey, keep doing a great job. Receivers, keep telling them, hey, I'm coming to you. Keep running routes hard. And, running backs is a different thing. It's just kind of they're always juiced up, kind of ready to go. So, I just kind of try to do my, own way with, how I know them personally and what position they play, and just try to, the skill guys really want the ball, and the offensive line likes to hear them. Keep doing a nice job. So just try to mix it up and try to relay the message of what kind of we're trying to build as a team.
How excited are you for the next game? Obviously, you get one extra day, and there's a nice holiday in the middle, so you can get some good grub and family time. But how excited are you for your first Monday night football game, and at home, no less, in front of your home fans?
Yeah, it's gonna be pretty cool. That's what you grow up watching. Monday night football, and trying to beg my parents to let me stay up past the end of the first quarter back when I was young. And you remember, you got mossed back in the day. So, no, it's cool playing on Monday night. You know, first Monday night game, it'll be pretty sweet playing it at home. So I'm looking forward to it.
I saw a package you did with ESPN over the weekend where they, I think, read you some tweets from an account called Drake May Lover. And some of them were very complimentary, but also a little weird, I might say. Have your eyes been open to sort of your star power or the celebrity status you've reached very quickly here in Boston?
No, like I said, I just appreciate the way Boston's embraced me and, you know, kind of embraced us as a team as we're trying to, you know, give them something to cheer for. And I think the more we find ways to win, the more that, you know, the fans appreciate it. So we're just trying to go out there every Sunday and put something on tape and on television for, you know, Patriots fans and you know, that enjoy watching. And I think we got to keep trying to do that.
Drake, if there was one quarterback, past or present, whose brain you could pick for some insight at the position and how to maintain success and deal with all of the ins and outs of the NFL, who might that be?
I mean, I think that's an easy question. The greatest ever. It's easy to, you know, say, you know, what Tom did in this organization with this, you know, the same coordinator, and it'd be awesome to, you know, sit down with any of the ones that won Super Bowls or, you know, played at a high level. So we had a great opportunity to meet some of them, and it's always hard to, you know, sit down and pick their brain, you know, in such a busy time with both of our lives. So with all the great quarterbacks out there.
Drake, you mentioned Tom, and he is one of the ones that joked about this nickname thing. I want to play you some quick audio from head coach Mike Vrabel on the Greg Hill Show this morning about this nickname thing. Go ahead, Stiz.
Drake May-May?
Drake, where do you stand on that?
I'm not really sure. I just heard about it 10 seconds ago.
Yeah.
Terrible.
I think the old, you know, those of us.
I couldn't even figure out 6-7, and now it's Drake right, May. I don't know.
I mean, Draco.
Yeah.
I don't like that either, Courtney. Keep going.
So, Drake, it seems like the world's searching for a nickname, and they've landed on this Drake May thing. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, probably Will's probably a problem for that. For when he came into the press conference. I don't really understand it fully either. But shoot, whatever. People, as long as it's not something that's insulting or has some profanity in it, it's cool with me.
My weekly question from my 12-year-old son, who is one of your biggest fans in the world, he wants to know, what does the Drake May Thanksgiving plate look like, and what's your favorite side dish?
Ooh, that's a good question. I love some turkey. I love some honey-baked ham. I'm a big sweet potato casserole guy. And then prior to my mom's stuffing was some of my favorite. And then to round it off, I'm a big pumpkin pie guy.
Before we get to the may or may not segment, I had one last question. If you look at the NFL standings, you guys are atop the AFC, the Rams are atop the NFC. That had me wondering, gone back and watched highlights of the 2001 Super Bowl between the Rams and the Patriots, the one where Mike Vrabel and company started the dynasty? Have you seen that?
I have seen highlights, and you see highlights of Super Bowls, you know, in the past all the time. And you see them sometimes coming up on clips, but I really haven't looked back and watch it specifically, but I know that was a great Super Bowl. I think it was a great game, wasn't it?
Oh, it was. Came down to a game-winning field goal, Adam Vinatieri, where John Madden told them they should have gone for overtime and not tried it. So, yeah, it was a classic. If you ever get a chance, you might want to watch the whole thing because it's one of the more miraculous
great
games.
Great ending.
All right, it's now time for May or May Not.
May or May Not.
It's time for a weekly peek. The likes, loves, mind, and style of New England's quarterback.
May not.
On WEEI Afternoons.
All right, I don't want to lead the witness, but this is a little bit of a leading the witness question because I hate this, but pumpkin pie over the holidays, may or may not?
May. I'm a big pumpkin pie fan.
Earlier this morning on the morning... Drake, earlier this morning when Mike Vrabel was on, left tackle Matt Light, who used to be the team's biggest prankster, called in to talk to him, and it got me wondering, pranks on your teammates or just pulling pranks in general, may or may not?
Yeah, I think it was always funny. I think these guys have a specific time and place for them, but I always think it's always, you know, good to have a little fun, and especially people who, you know, it'll make them, you know, mad is always pretty, pretty funny.
All right, it's been brought to my attention that your wife teaches Pilates. I've always thought those machines they use in there are a bit scary, so I'll ask you, Pilates, may or may not?
I've done it one time before, but I think it'd be good for us football players to get on
some Pilates and work on our shoot flexibility and some different unique muscles.
Yeah, pliability. That was a big term around here for a long time. Let's see. How about holiday specials? Now, obviously, around the holidays, a lot of great movies and TV specials come on. Holiday specials on TV, may or may not.
I'm a big fan of Christmas movies. I think Christmas movies, Christmas music, you know, holidays, any great movies of, shoot, I think, you know, some of Christmas Story and Home Alone, some of those are some of the ones that you remember and, you know, grew up with my brothers watching. So you got to be a fan of that, I think.
All right. Your head coach seemed a little annoyed last night, chastising the media for talking about injuries last week. I've been yelled at for saying things that were too positive about this team. So I'm wondering, superstitions, may or may not?
Yeah, a little bit. I mean, nothing too crazy, but I like, shoot, if something works, you know, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. So just try to keep doing some of the same things and hopefully get good results.
As we currently broadcast, there's a Star Wars movie on the TV in our studio, and that's got me wondering, Star Wars, may or may not?
I respect Star Wars. I'm not the biggest fan, but I respect, you know, the franchise and all the movies. But, no, I haven't got into really any of the Star Wars movies, but I definitely, you know, respect the greatness of it.
All right, Drake, time now for the quarterback question of the week. The quarterback question of the week is brought to you by Northeast Men's Health, the experts in treating men's sexual health, with 6 New England offices or at northeastmenshealth.com. This one comes from Bill in Williamstown, but we got a lot of questions on this same topic. I'm not sure if you heard, but all the listeners did, that Stephen A. Smith called you a liar on ESPN, kind of went after us as a show, called me a weak-ass reporter. Wondering what your reaction was to that kerfuffle last week at ESPN.
Yeah, I think, like I said, I'm just worried about what people, you know, in our building organization and, you know, people that, you know, I hold, you know, a lot of, you know, personal relationships with, on their opinions and value that. So all that outside stuff, it is what it is. And just got to be, like I said, careful what I say and didn't try to mean it disrespectfully.
Drake, I forgot to ask, since you're the youngest of four and you and your brothers obviously seem to have such a great playful relationship, any holiday traditions with the brothers, you know, like Thanksgiving morning game of any kind, a favorite movie you guys like to watch, I don't know, Monopoly game that goes past midnight?
We used to love, you know, doing one-on-ones in the backyard on Thanksgiving football. So we won't be doing that anymore anytime soon. But back in the day, we used to love switching off, trying to guard each other. One of us was quarterback. So,
all right, Drake, appreciate you joining us. Appreciate the time. Have a very happy Thanksgiving. Good luck on Monday night against the Giants, and we'll talk to you next week.
Thank you, guys. Happy Thanksgiving. Go Pats.
Go Pats indeed. Drake May on Patriots Monday here on WEEI Afternoons. Enjoyed that interview.
Oh, it's hard to not like that kid.
It really is.
It really is.
But it also was enjoyable to hear him say, you know, no, a guy that I don't, I'm not going to say that because that would just put a little lighter fluid on the situation. Good job catching himself. Good job keeping it and landing the plane there with a very respectful answer, which I think he tries to do most of the time. Appreciate his time today. Coming up next here on WEEI Afternoons, it is time for our Pick 6 recap and review. And if you've been paying attention through the first 11 weeks of the season, well, this one will sound similar to many of its predecessors. That's up next here on WEEI. But first, for the final time, Dan Ball has what's trending.
You know, people that, you know, I hold, you know, a lot of, you know, personal relationships with.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now on WEEI, brought to you by Mario's Roofing. We won't soak you to keep you warm and dry. The Patriots won their ninth straight game yesterday afternoon in Cincinnati. They defeated the Bengals by a score of 26-20. Patriots quarterback Drake May, who you just heard here on WEEI Afternoons, finished the day 22 of 35 for 294 yards, a touchdown, and a pick. He became the first QB of 2025 to reach 3,000 passing yards this season. With the Broncos on their bye week this week and the Colts losing in overtime to the Chiefs, the Patriots will finish week 12 with the best record in the AFC. New England hosts the New York Giants on Monday Night Football on December 1st before a bye of their own in Week 14. Some Patriots injury news: per NFL Network's Ian Rappaport, left guard Jared Wilson suffered a high ankle sprain and he's considered week to week. And left tackle Will Campbell is believed to have suffered an MCL sprain and will have an MRI on his knee. He is a candidate for injured reserve. From around the NFL, speaking of the Giants, New York fired defensive coordinator Shane Bowen earlier today. This week marked the fifth time this season that Bowen's defense allowed at least a 10-point 4-point lead to slip away, tying an NFL record. And late last night, the Raiders fired offensive coordinator Chip Kelly, making the move just 11 games into his first season with the organization. And tonight, Week 12 in the NFL concludes with Monday Night Football as the 6-5 Panthers visit the 7-4 49ers. Kickoff is at 8:15. Coverage via Westwood One begins here on WEEI at 7 p.m. The Celtics bounce back with a 138-129 win over the Orlando Magic at TD Garden last night. Jaylen Brown led all scorers with 35 points. Boston concludes their three-game homestand on Wednesday against Detroit. And finally, the Bruins fell to 1-2 on their Western road trip last night with a 3-1 loss in San Jose against the Sharks. Boston has scored 6 goals in their last 3 games, 5 of which came off the stick of Morgan Geekie. He is tied for first in the NHL with 17 goals so far this season. Boston concludes their road trip on Wednesday night against the New York Islanders. Homeowners choose Mario's Roofing because they're fair, honest, and provide quality services. Call Mario's Roofing today for a free estimate at 781-344-2420. I'm Dan Ball. This is Trending Now on WEEI and WEEI.com. More afternoons coming up right after this.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Black Friday? More like Black Fry-yay! Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium, unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
You can stream the show or listen on demand anytime. Just download the Odyssey app.
That's AUDACY.
Save WEEI as a favorite and listen wherever you go. Now, more of WEEI Afternoons.
With Hart, Fitzy, and Johnson.
Back here on WEEI Afternoons. Before we get to the pick six recap, let's squeeze in a couple phone calls, because Whitey in Cambridge been hanging on for a long time. What's up, Whitey?
Hey, good afternoon, gentlemen.
How are you?
Good afternoon, gentlemen.
Good afternoon.
Hello?
Hello?
Good, you're on.
Good afternoon.
Hi. So I watched the game like 3 times, and I really paid attention to a lot of what Vrabel said in the press conferences, and it seems like the edict yesterday was, we have to get our running game right, and we have to be, you know, that team that's starting to develop that when the weather gets cold, because they were really stubborn about, you know, not using, you know, to basically run over the Bengals and just, you know, kind of like establish that. And they didn't veer from that at all. And I don't know if it was like a bit of an underestimation in the pride of the Bengals, or but they were stubborn. They didn't do anything on the goal line to, you know, there was no subterfuge, there was no trick plays or anything like that. It was just, if we run them over, we run them over. If we don't, we don't.
Thanks for the call, Whitey. Fitzy, were they too fixated on running the ball? Was there a boring or any sort of Belichickian insistence on, we're going to run the ball until we...
Steven Jackson style, my least favorite Patriots game, non-Super Bowl edition of all time. Yeah, I can't say that they didn't try alternatives, because Drake May rolled out. Drake May ran play action. They tried a bunch of different, I won't say tricks or, you know, arrows in the quiver, if you will. But there wasn't anything. He's talking about subterfuge. Like, there was no trickeration, you know, like it wasn't like Ben Johnson was calling plays down there by the goal line. But look, if you roll out, you run play action, try to throw over the middle to the corner and try to run up the gut, and none of it works, you're just not getting it done. Sorry. Like, that's just plain and simple, Whitey. It's not happening.
Let's get one more call here. Mark in Connecticut. What's up, Mark?
Hey, guys. Sorry. I meant to call yesterday and call the Six Rings and talk to you guys about it, but...
No problem.
Oh, man. I am just... Vidarian Lowe. Can we please get rid of the guy? I mean, did you guys watch him fall down, like, on his face two or three times when there's nobody even near the guy, and he's literally just falling on his face? I mean, we cannot have Drake May being protected by this guy, Vidarian Lowe. Put Brian on the other side. I mean, please, we can't do this again, guys. I love you guys.
Thanks, Mark. Thanks for the call. The door is, I won't say open to Mark's suggestion, but Mike Vrabel did not kick that door closed when that possibility was posed at his press conference today. He said he wasn't ready to make a declaration or a declarative answer about who's going to play left tackle. Is it low? Could Bryant switch? So, Mark, stay tuned. Keep an eye on the practice report later in the week. Keep an eye on some of the blogs coming out later in the week. Maybe you'll get your wish. Maybe there'll be some Marcus Bryant at left tackle. Stay tuned. But right now it's time for the Pick 6 recap.
A pick 6!
He's picked! Touchdown on a pick 6. Jones with the pick 6.
And he flips the game!
Let's go!
Morgan Moses for left tackle in week 13 is my official.
Boo! I don't like that idea. Boo! We can talk about that tomorrow. Boo! Moving too many pieces. Boo!
Okay, thank you for your honest reaction to that. I always appreciate that, and I will return fire because you lead us off to begin our Pick 6 recap. Now, if you were not with us on Friday when we did our official picks, Andy Hart made a selection. Ted Johnson, with his 9-2 record entering Week 12, vetoed it and made him make another selection.
Yeah.
That selection is yet to play. Now,
correct,
it's null and void because the parlay is already lost. But in lieu of that, I want to at least revisit the what could have been for Andy Hart. Hit it, Stiz.
They're down at 8. Here comes the pressure. Running away from it is Sanders. He's looking long. He's got a man caught at the 10-yard line. Bonds. He's down to the 1-yard line. It'll be first and goal for the Browns.
Andy Hart is having such a tough season in the pick six parlay that even when he wins, he still loses. Shedeur Sanders just became the first Browns quarterback since Eric Zier in 1995 to win his first career NFL start, snapping a 17-game losing streak for first starts for Browns quarterbacks. So, Andy, it doesn't count to your record. The Niners still have a chance to add a W to the column, but I just wanted to congratulate you on getting one right, even though it's not going to count for anything.
Thank you. I appreciate that. And I just want to recall that my pick was more against the Raiders than it was for Shedeur and the Browns. I had watched the previous game. They were a mess offensively. Subsequently, they have fired Chip Kelly. He's out of work. And did you see the stats? They had 10 sacks. 10 sacks in that game. I believe three from Myles Garrett, who is well on his way to breaking the NFL record, in part thanks to the Patriots, but also in part thanks to the Raiders.
We gave him 5 that day, right?
Yep. So 8 right there between those two games. That's a bad football team. I picked against a bad football team, and I was right. It just doesn't count.
Yeah, I'm with Damon Amendolor and many other prominent media people who said on social media yesterday, perhaps the most confounding thing about the 2025 NFL season is that the Patriots found a way to lose to this garbage Raiders team.
Oh, I think you can make an argument, though. Like, the Patriots were without their best defensive player, and they were with their best offensive player before he got hurt, Brock Bowers. Those were two key factors. Also, yeah, those early season games,
Cincinnati last year,
yeah. Those don't mean a whole hill of beans.
You had the new car smell with Pete Carroll. You had at least some glimmer of hope in Las Vegas when that first came around, but things just kind of compound on each other, and I think right now it's funny. Tom Brady, not really associated to the Raiders at all right
funny
now.
How that works. When it goes poorly, he wants nothing to – I don't see him sitting in the coach's booth with his headset on and all that like he was earlier in the year. He doesn't want any of the blame, just but the credit when it succeeds.
Yep.
Funny how that is.
Pulling a Homer Simpson back into the bushes right now in his fancy white Mark Davis, Al Davis satin jacket. And by the way, Chip Kelly canned two-thirds of the way through the season. Highest paid offensive coordinator in the NFL. Was, formerly.
Yep.
Highest paid.
What an investment out of our boy TB12. All right, next one.
Ravens break the huddle quickly. Jackson takes the snap. Henry up the middle. Henry's in. Touchdown, Baltimore.
The big story of our parlay this week is close calls. This one, unfortunately, went the wrong way for Nick Fitzy Stevens. Ravens' Derrick Henry, that was his eighth rushing touchdown of the year. He moved into 13th all-time in NFL history for rushing yards, surpassing Marcus Allen and Edgerrin James. But for the first time in his career, Lamar Jackson totaled zero touchdowns in back-to-back weeks, and Nick Fitzy Stevens, by a point and a half, unable to cover the 14.5, but Baltimore is a winner, 23-10.
Yeah, that was 7-3 for far too long. It took Baltimore's offense way, way, way too long to finally get in gear. You can say the Jets were game early on. I chalk it up more to Baltimore not being prepared and or overlooking the Jets. And yeah, whether you get it at 13.5 or 14.5, to lose by a whisker like that, that's a bad beat. That's a tough beat. Sorry, boys.
You lose. Just get over it. Take it like a man and move on.
Okay, move on we will. Next one.
I learned it from you.
Mayfield fires. Did he hang on? Durant took it away. Durant's on the run. Down the sideline. Kobe Durant looking to cut inside. Touchdown.
It was an ass-kicking last night, simply put, between the Rams and the Bucks. Players with 30 or more passing touchdowns and less than 5 interceptions in their team's first 11 games of a season. Tom Brady in 2007, Aaron Rodgers in 2011, 2014, and 2020, Patrick Mahomes also in 2020, and Matthew Stafford in 2025. Andy Hart, all of those players, except for Matthew Stafford because we don't know yet, have won the MVP. So by a landslide, Ted Johnson is able to cover his Rams -6.5.
So I'm going to do something here that I'm not proud of, but I need to do it. There is no way Matthew Stafford doesn't win the MVP. Nothing could possibly derail Matthew Stafford from winning the MVP at this point. Sorry, Drake May, no chance. It is foreseen Matthew Stafford's going to win. Is that how that works,
Thank
boys?
Thank you for using That's your powers for good. For
reverse
once.
Jinx right there, buddy.
Also, just need to real quick, that clip you played, Stiz, is the example of why you need to watch games, not just read statistics. That goes down in the books as a pick six interception thrown by Baker Mayfield. He hit Otten in the hands, who bobbled it not once, not twice, maybe three times, then catches it, starts to fall to the ground on one knee, but never actually fully possesses it. The DB rips it out of his hands and runs for a touchdown. There was no part of that play that was Baker Mayfield's fault, but in the statistics, it says it was a 30-yard or whatever it was, pick six interception. That's why you got to watch the games, kids. Mm-hmm.
Baker Mayfield also hurt, missed the second half. Oh, yeah. Some interesting things going on there in Tampa, 34-7. So that was
Teddy
your,
Bridgewater, right?
Teddy Two Gloves, yeah.
Teddy, high school coach who gave kids food and they banned him from coaching or whatever it was in Florida, guy is back in the NFL.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Teddy above board. That's it. All right, next one.
Here's Gibbs on first down. Jahmyr Gibbs across midfield. One man to beat inside the 20, the 10. Touchdown on the first play from scrimmage. In overtime, Gibbs takes it 69 yards.
Nice.
You want to talk about the bleep that gets you beat? That right there was the bleep that got Shane Bowen fired in New York. The 2-10 Giants are the first team to officially be eliminated from playoff contention. And here's how it happened. They led the Cowboys 37-34 with 14 seconds left in regulation. They led the Saints 14-3 in the second quarter, the Broncos 26-8 with 5:19 left in the fourth, the Bears 20-10 with 3:58 left in the fourth, and the Lions 27-17 with 10:57 left in the fourth, and they lost all of those games. Shane Bowen, defensive coordinator, was fired this morning by the Giants, 34-27, your final. The Lions win, but they did not cover my minus anywhere from 10 to, I saw it, 14.5 by the time of kickoff. So that is a loss for me, but Nick Fitzy-Stevens, the New York Giants, dealing with some losses, some more losses of their own this morning.
Yeah, your quarterback's been knocked out and in concussion protocol. You lose your second-year stud, sophomore sensation, wide receiver, your rookie phenom, battering ram of a running back. Now your defensive coordinator truly pulls multiple reverse rabbits out of a hat all season long. Like, this is a season to remember for the New York Football Giants for all the wrong reasons.
And it
it'll still be fun to see him next Monday, though.
Yeah, absolutely. And is there any, Andy, is there any worry? I don't even want to call it a trap game, but do you worry about what the Giants bring at all? Is there anything on their on your radar with them?
No.
A desperate team trying to play spoiler, anything like that?
No.
Okay.
I only worry about the Patriots and what Vedarian Lowe looks like and some of the issues that they're... This is about, as Ted said, the team in the mirror. If the Patriots come up and represent themselves in any sort of adequate fashion, you should win this game, because the Giants have just been kicked in the cojones week after week after week, and they've showed fight. You know, we talk about the Bruins showing fight. Giants show fight. They keep showing up and saying, sir, may I have another? But at some point, coming off a holiday weekend, I feel like that has to fade.
All right.
Boy, talk about tempting fate all over again. Jeez, guy.
Just telling you.
That's his point. He's sticking with it. At least you used your powers for good once. All right, next one.
And the kick is good. Kansas City survives.
Woo, the number you had for Colts and Chiefs, very important in this one. 23-20, Kansas City beats Indianapolis. They did it on the back of Kareem Hunt, who carried the ball 30 times on Sunday. Those 30 carries went for 104 yards. He averaged just 8.6 carries per game in the Chiefs' first 10 games this season. With the victory, Patrick Mahomes has now defeated 31 of the 32 teams in the NFL in the regular season. The only one he hasn't beaten, of course, is his own. And by a half point, Stanley Bruno covers his +3.5, and this guy knows his ball.
What can I say? If there's one thing, Dan took the words out of my head. I know ball.
Took the words out of my head.
That's the first time it's ever been uttered that way.
And I love it.
All right, last one today.
So Little now from 52, and the kick is perfect.
Also by a half point, with a kick in overtime to give Jacksonville the lead and ultimately the win. 27-24, they beat the Arizona Cardinals, who hang in again with Jacoby Brissett as their quarterback. Trevor Lawrence has now thrown 9 of his 11 interceptions with a lead this season. He, meanwhile, has 11 touchdowns and just 2 picks when either tied or trailing. Some tweets about Trevor Lawrence that made me laugh. Trevor Lawrence is chaos theory, personified as a quarterback, and the Trevor Lawrence experience is crazy. One drive, he's prime Tom Brady, and the next, he's Oakland's Jamarcus Russell. So you never know what you're going to get. But you do get a win for Brian Frazoco as the Jaguars cover -2.5. That is how we did on our pick six parlay, 3-2, waiting for Andy's results tonight. And all six members of the show had the Patriots winning, closest of which was Stiz at 24-17 Patriots. So Andy and Ted, 10-2 in picking Pat's games. Dan, Fitzy, Brian, 9-3, Stiz, 7-5. And that, Andrew Hart, is our Pick 6 Parlay Week recap.
And football talk, including our bad picks on WEEI, is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local game live every Sunday all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. Up next on Odds and Ends, we're going to get to it. We're not going to make a big deal about it, but we asked for an apology from Stephen A. Smith on behalf of our quarterback, our guy, Drake May. And Stephen A. Smith gave us the apology we wanted.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Black Friday? More like Black Fry-yay! Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Now, more of WEEI Afternoons.
With Hart, Fitzy, and Johnson.
Stephen A. Smith wants to know if you could put First Take on in the weight room for the guys.
We don't have... I don't even know if the TVs work in the weight room.
Okay.
You know, we're getting a new building, so... We'll make sure that the audio and everything works. And
I mean, it is the number one
good.
Show. In the,
is it? I find that
it's
hard.
Number one
believe.
20 years. 20 years.
I find that hard. But I mean, it's not the Sports Center that I grew up with.
Yeah. No, it's a lot different. Yeah, it certainly is.
That is for sure. Mike Vrabel on the Greg Hill Show this morning. Talking about First Take and ESPN and everything that went on last week with Drake May and us here on WEEI Afternoons. Time now for Odds and Ends, brought to you by Cars for Kids. Your trusted charity for car donations also accepts donations of boats, RVs, motorcycles, and real estate. Call today, 877-CARS-FOR-KIDS. That's Cars with a K. Nick Fitzy Stevens. So we all know that Stephen A. Smith called Drake May a liar.
Mm-hmm.
Said it just like that, loud and proud, and it kind of set me off on a little bit of a secondary rant, as we were already in the midst of our rants about Cam Newton and Fool's Gold and everything that was going on at ESPN, and mm-hmm. I did think he owed Drake May an apology. We got up on the wall, Portnoy joined the fight, and everybody asked for an apology. So on Friday, Stephen A. Smith went on his Sirius XM show, which, this is going to sound mean, didn't know he had, and that's not a shot, I just didn't know.
Wait, he's
sorry.
Got a serious show in addition to First Take, in addition to all apparently the other stuff he does on ESPN, in addition to his podcast? You got to be kidding.
And so he went on there and apologized. We don't have the audio, but I'll read you the apology real quick. We're not going to make a big deal of this. We never do that on this show. It's not what we're about. I was being facetious because it wasn't that big of a deal, Smith claimed. In other words, Cam Newton is on national television, and your reaction was, I don't even know where he works. I just didn't believe that. That's all. I wasn't calling him a liar about anything else, just that he didn't know where Cam works. But you're right. I don't know Drake May. I've never spoken to him. Again, I was being facetious. I wasn't being serious about the point. So if people take it that way, sure, I can apologize for that. It's no big deal, but I wasn't being serious. If people want me to apologize for that, that's fine, Smith continued. I wasn't serious, you can say that again, about him lying. I don't know whether he was lying or not. I just said, don't tell me you don't know where Cam Newton was working. You don't know he's on First Take twice a week. I don't believe that. I just don't. He goes on. I don't need to read anymore. He says he was just kidding when he called him a liar. Now,
Portnoy did take it to the next level and claim that he called the entire May family liars and Michael his wife, basically anyone that's ever had the May last name. But Stephen A. Smith, man of his word, man of good morals, apologized somewhat seriously from what I can see in the text. So we move on.
Apology. Thank goodness. Collectively, okay. as a fan base, as a station, as a program, just as humans, we can all move on now.
Now we can move on to the crossover with Christian Arcand that I've been excited for at least 7 or 8 minutes now since I was down in the kitchen. And Christian Arcand said what?
I said that you made a really good point today.
Do tell.
When Mike Vrabel, and I know he didn't do it this morning, but yesterday when he lashed out and was like, oh, thanks a lot for talking about the injuries. He said, you know, that was something maybe you could have done something about there, Mike. Yeah. You could have maybe had something. I was like, that is a good point. I didn't think of that because I was sort of put off by it. Like, well, okay, it's our fault now. Guys got injured. Like, come on, don't be like that. But that's a great way of framing it. And I don't often compliment you,
oh, thank you.
For obvious reasons. No. But in this case, I thought that was a very, very good point.
Must be nice when your mentor compliments you like that. Huh?
It's a little hurtful when your mentor says he doesn't often compliment you. Apparently, I didn't learn much from my mentor.
Got to keep you hungry.
Okay,
you
know? That's true.
Hungry and humble.
So we'll have some of that on the Christian Arcand show leading up to Monday Night Football.
We'll have a little bit of that. All the things I liked and didn't like about it. There's a lot of things I did like about that game. I know it's been sort of a tough talker here, just because there was so many things not to like about it. But there were some things I really, really did like. Some players I thought who stood out for the first time really all year. We'll get to that. We'll get to some of the negatives too. The Vegas odds not really moving. The injuries and just notes around the NFL. Only got an hour tonight before Monday Night Football.
All right, stick around for an hour of Christian Arcand on the Christian Arcand show leading into Monday Night Football. Niners and Panthers. Go Niners. That was one of my bets for the Pick 6 parlay. We'll be back tomorrow, 2 to 6. We'll have our weekly chat with Mark Schlereth, our chat with Brian Hoyer. Ted Johnson will be here for a TED Talk. We'll be breaking it all down. Looking forward to Thanksgiving. We'll talk to you 2 to 6 tomorrow. See ya. Drake May has a big stick.
Tried satisfied myself.
The guy is a loser.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.